More job cuts in this economic recovery.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. We got a reminder this morning that if the recession is indeed over, it might not feel like much of a rebound to some. Walmart announced major cuts at its Sam's Club warehouse division. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has the story.
Sam's Club says it'll cut 11,000 jobs nationwide, about 10% of its workforce. That's after the company shut down 10 poorly performing stores earlier this month. Many of the shuttered locations are in California, where the members-only warehouse chain faces the steepest competition from rival Costco. The people losing their jobs at Sam's Club mostly do in-store product demos, those irresistible free food offerings at the end of the aisle. The work will be outsourced to the company that currently runs Walmart's highly successful product demo program, handing out nearly 3 million samples every week. A Sam's Club executive said the company wants to bring this same buzz to its stores. The product demos will be targeted at educating mom about brands and will show off recipes developed specially for its customers, like mini beef Wellington and festive shrimp salad. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
We may get a Senate vote this week on whether to reconfirm Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke. After some political posturing last week from both sides of the aisle, it appears now there are stronger signals of support. Here's Republican Senate Leader Mitch McConnell on NBC's Meet the Press.
He's going to have bipartisan support in the Senate, and I would anticipate he'd be confirmed.
That's after Democrats such as Russ Feingold and Barbara Boxer had voiced criticism of the Fed chair's handling of the economic crisis. Markets everywhere still feeling a bit blue, or should I say red? Shares in Europe are mixed right now. We're talking the FTSE and the DAX are both down, but the French benchmark turned up into positive territory right now, and Asia markets closed lower today, average of 0.5%. Last week was one Wall Street would like to forget. It fared its worst showing since March. After another drop of 200 points or more on Friday, the Dow was off more than 4% for the week. The S&P 500 gave back just under 4%, and the NASDAQ lost 3.5%. Air America Radio officially goes off the air later today. The liberal talk network helped launch Rachel Maddow and the political career of Senator Al Franken. But the network struggled financially throughout its nearly six-year run and finally decided to pull the plug last week. Marketplace's Amy Scott took a listen and filed this report.
Broadcasting from an underground bunker 3,500 feet below Dick Cheney's bunker, Air America Radio is on the air.
Founding Air America host Al Franken has been off the air for 3 years. Tom Hartman replaced him before taking his show elsewhere. Hartman says that was part of Air America's problem, constantly changing lineups.
Each new management wanted to put their mark on the company by changing the program lineup, which is death in radio. Stability is everything.
The latest management blamed the economy and declining ad revenue across the industry. Michael Harrison publishes Talkers magazine. He says though conservative radio is hurting too, it's been more successful. It got a big head start.
It's hard in general to get anything off the ground in radio, regardless of what your format is.
Harrison, who calls himself nonpartisan, says there is an audience for liberal commercial talk radio. He says nationally syndicated hosts like Tom Hartman are thriving without Air America. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. ConstantContact.com. By Progressive Insurance, with more than 30,000 local independent agents. Information available at progressive.com. And by Microsoft, offering cloud computing for businesses with solutions for managing the transition to the cloud while managing costs for customers at microsoft.com/cloud services.
We've been getting a bunch of bank earnings the past week or so, and it seems like some financials are right back in the green. Is this reminiscent of days gone by? Fortune Magazine's Alan Sloan joins us this morning with his take. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Steve.
So let's take the calendar back and ask, what's the difference between, say, the year 2007 and today with these bank earnings?
In 2007 and today, you have record profits and huge bonuses. But in 2007, almost no one was paying attention. And today, everyone's paying attention.
Yeah, a lot of people paying attention right now on financial regulatory reforms from the president, from Congress. You think we'll see any movement on those?
Well, again, it sounds great what impact it would have on actually changing anything. But when you come down, nothing really happens.
Aren't politicians fearful of those constituents who are saying, we want reform, we can't be bailing out big banks now?
Sure, sure they're fearful, and they want to be seen to be doing something. And as we know, the politicians are, of course, afraid of losing their jobs, but I think they're also afraid of the banks.
And why are they afraid of the banks, Alan?
Well, now, as of last week, now the banks can spend endless amounts of money campaigning against them.
The Supreme Court decision, right.
The Supreme Court decision. Second, if you look at the history of Washington, you discover a whole lot of people who leave public life end up connected to Washington with very lucrative jobs. And you generally don't want to annoy the people you're looking to finance the next stage of your life.
So what's the solution then? What do we do?
You separate investment banking from commercial banking. You make sure that the remaining commercial banks are not too big to fail. And you try to have a competitive system where craziness hurts people's stock prices. And this time, they may be more careful than they were 3 years ago, because that's when the seeds of destruction were sown.
Fortune Magazine's Alan Sloan with us this morning. Alan, thank you.
You're welcome, Steve.
And finally, what is it about people punching holes in Picassos? On Friday, somebody slipped at the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York and fell into the work known as The Actor, valued at more than $130 million. It's being treated for a tear in the lower right corner. Just a few years ago, Vegas casino mogul Steve Wynn's elbow punctured a hole in Picasso's Le Rêve. I wonder if there's a break-it-you-buy-it policy. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. Catch us online at marketplace.org. This is Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.